Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to have a wonderful Wednesday evening. And if this happens to be an archive for you, these healings will work on the archive, so just stay tuned, listen, and you may feel the energy, you know, coming your way. So we'll first do an emotional clearing, and this will go back 5 days in your life. So if you have any situation that you dealt with, this should help you out with that to kind of balance that time out. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And feeling body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Mental body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So once you bring up the light being on your monitor screen, scroll down maybe, about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and bring up the light being and energize it now with the male energies. So here they come. So stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, they're feeling good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So kind of watch them right now. And we're going to bring in some wonderful peace energy through them. So here comes the peace energy. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll get a little more energy from the males here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So if you'd like to call in tonight, we'd love to hear you. So just give us a phone call at BBS Radio. And we'll see if we can answer your questions that you may have. So let's see if our co-host is on tonight. She's out there. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace somewhere?
Yes, I'm floating around in cyberspace somewhere. And hi, and welcome. And let's see, we've got a few people. I want to say hello to all those that are listening and that are typing in on the fast chat. So like Ron said, if you would like to have the light beings open in front of you on your monitor screen. If you haven't done that already, there's some wonderful energy that he's just brought in from the light ship, some of the wonderful light beings there that are bringing you their divine energy right now. So if you're new to the program, you just go to the Creation Light Ship page and scroll down, and you'll see the light being there. And that picture is actually from an artist who was on the light ship, and she's there for a healing session, and she is a seer, and so she drew that picture in real time while she was on the light ship. So that's an actual light being picture from the light ship, and that's what they use to bring in their energy. So it's very, very good. Very healing. And just request the healing that you'd like to have telepathically. Or you can put your hand on your body in the area that you'd like to have a healing on, and just really enjoy that beautiful communion with the light beings. So Ron said we'd love to have call-ins, so I'll give you the number for tonight. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we will talk about some of the upcoming healing sessions that are taking place, the upcoming events that Ron will be doing, and other great stuff throughout the hour. If you can call in, that would be great. If you're not able to call, but you have a question, you can go ahead and type that on the fast chat, and we will try to get to those questions tonight. So in the meantime, I'll just turn it back over to you for Ron, for right now, Ron, and then as soon as some questions appear, I will let you know.
Okay, so let's, I haven't brought in this energy for a while. This kind of goes with peace, but it's a hope energy. Some people, you know, kind of lost hope. And living on this planet, that's very easy to do, to lose your hope in things because of the darkness that, you know, is here and that everybody typically is living by, you're living through, is the darkness. So we're bringing some hope energy. And with that, we'll bring in, through the light beam, we'll bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette. So here we go. Let's bring her energy in first and just watch the difference in the monitor. Watch the monitor change as she comes in. Remember, Saint Bernadette was one of the light beings that actually came here and took a physical body. Sort of bringing her spirit energy of who she was, Saint Bernadette. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And here's your energy. So let's bring in now the energy of hope. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little more increase here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So kind of enjoy this energy, and I'll turn it back over to Sylvia.
Okay, well, that feels wonderful. And as you're watching and communicating with St. Bernadette and that energy, remember to just allow your consciousness to drop down into your heart center, because these divine energies will never communicate through the mind. They'll come to your heart center, to your spirit. So a little bit ago, I believe that I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, hello. My name is Ilya. I'm calling from New York. And good day, Ron. I have a question in regards to ascension.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I know that you said that your work has been extended beyond the, you know, like 2004, was it? And also, as far as the ascensions, I know it's hard to predict to say exactly when, but is there at least an approximate way to know, is it before or after 2012? Because obviously, you know, this could help influence a lot of decisions that are made, you know, in personal life and so forth. Like, just at least an approximate any way of knowing if it's going to be within a couple of years or is it going to be prolonged? Because I know you also said that prior to ascension, things might come into as heaven on earth and right before ascension, and it seems that would be a long way from where it is today.
Yeah, I agree with you there. My only barometer that I have, I don't get any of the dates or times because the light always works in the now, so everything changes instantly. And it also depends on how the whole universe of light is working also, you know, with this process. So everything has to shift at one time. And what I can say is, you know, a good indication would be how the Earth spirit's doing. So it's still about 7% integrated with its own self. So, you know, it's a ways to go. Although, also, you know, the ascension could actually happen before the Earth spirit reaches 100% also. Remember, it's just like we are. It's scrambling to get a hold of its own identity and to bring itself back into itself. So it's doing the same thing that we're doing. And, you know, it chose, you know, just recently to go through that process now, finally get more of its energy into itself. I'm sure it's been working on it, you know, much longer than this, but as far as it getting rid of the energies that are corrupting it. That's what it's doing now. So from its standpoint, you know, it still needs, we'll say, 93% more to go, typically. And as far as the barometer, it's very possible that, you know, it, that's what it needs. You know, it could be a couple of years, could be less. It all depends. Sometimes these percentages go up quite frequently, quite fast. Most people who've been on the calls that we've been on, maybe over the last 6 months, who started off maybe at 10-15% in their bodies, a lot of those people now are maybe up to 70%, just maybe in 6 months or so. So that's wonderful. And so things happen quickly when the spirit gets empowered. So it's kind of hard to say what's going to happen. I just don't know. You know, to me, it's like a race. So
it's going to say, like, only those spirits that are integrated are going to go with the Earth spirit, practically, to the eighth dimension.
Yeah, so that's a good barometer. I would say when it hits about 60%, if it can get up that high, things will start moving very quickly. But still, the ascension time has to go across the whole universe of light. So whether this Earth spirit is completed with this process or is not completed at all, that's not the main thing that's going to determine ascension. It's how everything else is going and whatever the light ship, you know, is planning to do with the whole universe of light. Because remember, when ascension time comes, everything in light is turned off. So, you know, we're just looking at it through our window here, our, you know, observation of what we're seeing. But the whole universe of light has to turn off in order to get rid of darkness throughout the universe of light if it's come in there. So everything has to become a void again. And hopefully, you know, what I'm hoping for is to have the aliens out of here and to have, you know, the mind control energy released so this could be a nice planet again and everybody living on it can experience the way it's supposed to be. And that would be my hope here before ascension time so we can all enjoy this wonderful planet. And if that happens that way, maybe... the Earth spirit will stay with where it is now, but right now it's been here, done that, and it's tired of the negativity of the aliens. So, you know, as of right now, it's leaving. But you know, that it's possible that it could change too. But and it could stay here if it can clean out all the darkness. You know, my own thought on that is going to be, you know, a very steep hill to climb. Because of all the thoughts of people and everything else. And, you know, to find people who are heart-centered out there, to have the whole world become that way, you know, it's, to me, I won't say it's impossible, but, boy, it's going to be rough. So, anyway.
Thank you very much. Also, one question in regards to online healings. For instance, I have the alien barcode clearing, and I have the self-empowerment. And I also, when I put my name is, I put my name in Russian, I put my name how it is in English, and I also I put comma, and I list also names of people who otherwise would never even consider these healings or think in these terms, but I put their names there regardless, and I was wondering if that does anything, or any good or any healing to them.
Yes, it will work, yes, uh-huh.
And as far as, what about having more than one online healing happening at the same time? Like, I could have like three or four windows open with healings. Would that be as effective as having an individual healing online on the screen?
On that healing, I think I would just strictly probably do maybe no more than two. I would personally only do one. And so because that's a really, remember, this is what they're tapping into you with, is that process, okay? So it's a very, very important healing into, like, take a shortcut, you know, which is what you're kind of doing with the other people. I would strictly have all the energy accumulated at one time, you know, with the light beings to work on one person. I'm sure they could probably multitask, but from my own standpoint, I would just do one person at a time. So that's what I would say.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure you can put two on there and maybe just as effective, but, you know, this is a very, this clearing and the barcode clearing are two very, very, very important clearings. So I would just, you know, keep the dedication there and do that. Have you felt any change yourself with either one of those clearings, just out of curiosity?
Oh, yes. Especially with the barcode clearing, there's been a certain relief just, after the first 8-hour session, kind of everything kind of, like, I don't know, I feel lighter. I guess that's the best way of putting it. And overall, ever since, I came in contact with you at the expo, this morning, I've been always searching for what it is that to be in the moment. I heard people talk about it, read it, and I never actually experienced until I practiced it right there at the workshop. Basically, you have to completely disregard the mind energy, completely, cut off from emotional and feeling energy and just be in the now and be in the light and kind of living like that. I've been practicing and it's done wonders, I could really sustain through numerous situations and just retain spiritual integrity. It's been really great.
That's great. I'm very happy to hear that. That's wonderful. It's when you look back on it, I'm sure, on what you've experienced, in the last couple months of doing this, it's probably pretty simple and easy for you, isn't it?
It's been life-changing, really, because, everything that was ever happened in my mind, it's kind of bypassed, and it's irrelevant, The main thing, my concern now is actually, I'm not sure if I should wait till you come back to New York for, like, a personal healing or not, because I feel like life in general, there's a lot of negativity, a lot of alien mind control and things going on, but it's not nearly, I don't feel it's nearly as bad as the things that I'm born with and things that accumulated throughout my life. I want to release somehow all these things that drag me down that I think from my predecessors or neither from my past lifetimes, because I see, there is happiness and there is ways to be happy even as the world is now, but I feel that there are things that are dragging me down, whether, I don't know if it's the emotional healing that I need or something from my past, something needs to be released.
Have you done the emotional healing yet?
Is that one online as well?
Yeah, that one's online, yeah. It's the whole life emotional healing, yeah. You'd want to go on to online healings on the left side of the website. And I think you go through the third page, you'll have a list of all the healings. So you can do that one online. And that one's the $5 times your age. And that will take away a lot of your stuff. That's what I started out with doing.
I think I found it. Yeah, that's probably the next one I'm going to do.
Do that one.
Whole life clearing, correct?
Yeah, it's a whole lifetime clearing, and it'll be emotional clearing. Yeah, do that one online. That's what I started off with doing with people. And, just that clearing alone will change people's lives. An hour, you're a different person.
I'm going to go for that one next. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Ilya, for calling. I think we have another beep there, I believe. We have another call.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you today?
Very well.
Can you hear me? Yeah, we can hear you. Who's this?
This is
Twiggy. I'm actually on my way to California, and I'm at a place where I have some receptions. I can't listen to you online tonight, which I would have liked to have, but I was wondering if you could do a quick... I've got a couple of requests for an emotional anxiety and to see if you could pull away anything that's keeping me from getting work. I thought I had a job. I had a couple great interviews, and then I got something online that I wasn't qualified when I have more degrees and everything than other people that were applying. So I'm having kind of a bad day, a little anxiety and emotional, and I can't really get online and clear it because I'm driving in my truck.
Okay, so we'll do an anxiety clearing for you, and then I'll talk about what you're going through, Polly. So here we go, anxiety clearing. So count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Emotional clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do a clearing for... extreme anxiety. Here we go. It's a little deeper. This one goes down to your toes here. So here we go. Extreme anxiety. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll just give you a 2-minute scenario here. What happens is when you apply for a job, the interviewer will say, certain alien implants in him that will resonate to someone who walks in the door. And so sometimes what happens is that they may see you, say that you're wonderful, you're qualified, you're going to get this job tomorrow. And then, 4 days later, you wonder why the guy didn't call you, and it's because they picked somebody with less qualifications. What it is that the dark side puts in energy into people, and the transmission of the interviewer and the transmission energy from the person who's trying to get the job, they have the same dark side implants. They're a shoe-in. They get it automatically. This is why so many of the dark side practitioners can get lots of money from people, because these people are drawn to them because these dark side implants go off. The person is forced to pay the money through the dark side. And this is why a lot of the dark side practitioners, who are doing spiritual work get lots of money. So that's another clue to you. So very possibly your particular energy do not have the dark side, code system in it, which the interviewer needed to bring somebody into that job. Now, when they saw you, they probably thought it was great that you're a wonderful person and that you got the job. But when the next person came in, their implants matched their implants, like two puzzle pieces. And all of a sudden, because it's mind energy, the mind energy took control, and the person forgot about you because you did not have the qualifications of the dark side implants to resonate to their implants to have you get hired. Does that make sense to you?
Well, she seemed really negative, and I was just very up. So I could see I definitely wasn't a match. She didn't say, oh, great, you got the job. I just knew that I'm a registered nurse. I'm a flight attendant, and it was for a job for a flight attendant. And they said they were going to have somebody who had better qualifications. Well, how could I have somebody have better qualifications and more qualified than somebody who already have experience? But I knew I didn't click with her from the beginning. She was dark from the very beginning. Whereas I know if I would have had an interview with the other two people, I probably would have gotten the job because they were more positive. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of, but I'm talking about the implants of the dark side matching dark side implants. What happened was you did not have the dark side implants to get that job,
right?
Okay? That person had the dark side implants looking for a dark side person to get hired. You know, everybody realizes, as you live your life, you wonder, how can this guy be making lots of money or this lady, and they're not even qualified, and they're doing awful things to people, and they get tons of money coming in. What's going on here? I'm a good person, et cetera. And why am I losing? And why are they getting money? Why do the crooks, we'll say, keep getting money and the good people don't? Well, they never get caught or something. You know, this is kind of a story of life on the planet Earth. Well, that's what it is. It's the implants. And so the negative implants match the negative implants. So get off scot-free, or they get the jobs. And that's kind of
right. I need to find somebody with a positive implant.
Yeah. Or with none, you see. You need to find somebody.
Right.
You know, time you're going for a job interview, Twiggy, what you may want to do is to do an emotional clearing on that person.
Okay. And I go online and do it for whoever's going to be my interviewer, because I don't necessarily know who that's going to be.
Yeah, just use your intuition and maybe clear away maybe 20 years of stuff from that person. Okay?
Well, the thing was, it was like a big recruitment. There was three interviewers, so I wouldn't have known who was going to be the interviewer.
Yeah, that
gets
me a little, that's a little more complicated. But if you happen to know who it's going to be, then you may want to clear their emotions so that when you come in there, all of a sudden, you're in a much better situation because your emotional energy is taken away and they're in balance and they feel good and they may look at you in a different light than someone else or the way they see you. That's just kind of food for thought. A lot of people that I've talked with have cleared their work people next to them and stuff, when they gave them hassles or hard times, and all of a sudden their life is very present. So it was the same way with the people who might be hiring you.
So, like, I put application in online for a company that I really want to work for, what's the best way to get that one? Because it fits what I really need and want.
Yeah, would probably clear away the negative energy that's preventing you from having that job. Okay, so you could probably go into maybe put the company name in. You know, on the emotional healing and clear that energy of the company. Since you don't know who the interview is going to be.
So.
Because the people resonate to the company energy.
Okay. So what part in the site is that?
Under the emotional clearing.
I can't pay like $5 per year, or is it like per year this company was in existence?
Yeah, it'd be the $5 per year. Probably go back. What I would probably do is about $100 worth, and do 20 clearings. Okay.
Okay.
And the 20 clearings, if it's only been in business for 5 years, then it'll go much deeper, and that way it'll clear out the energy, because the people resonate to the energy of the company. Remember, so the company is transferring energy to them. If you get the energy off, so it's more in neutrality, which is what these clearings do, puts things back into balance, then the people may be in balance because they're working for the company with a balanced energy of the company.
Because this is like for Aer Lingus, a big airline that I'm applying for. And I speak Spanish. They're starting a new route going from Washington, D.C. to Spain. I'm a registered nurse. I mean, wouldn't you feel better on an airplane if you knew the flight attendant was a registered nurse, too?
I guess most people probably would. For me, it doesn't matter.
Because you're healthy and you don't ever get sick, okay?
I'm more in the moment, so I don't fear death or anything, you know.
Like if somebody had a heart attack or a problem on the plane.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about you, because that would never happen to you because you have the lights helping you.
Yeah.
But the general public.
Yeah. I think it'd be a great flyer.
Okay, well, I'll do the clearing on the company, and hopefully that'll help. Because I just, there was younger, a girl out of high school was applying, and this one gal who was, the people that were there, I mean, I was more qualified than anybody there, and for her to say that and write it in an email, sorry, but you don't have the job because there's other people with better qualifications, it didn't make any sense at all.
Probably the qualification was that they were young, inexperienced, and so they could get them much cheaper. That's probably what the qualification was that she meant.
Actually, when you get hired on at an airline, you get the flat fee for the first year, so it doesn't matter that I'm more experienced or have more degrees. Everybody starts at the same rate, and it's all about the number of years you work there. So that's
I just said that they must have made a mistake and sent the wrong email to the wrong person, because this could not be you. Make up an email mixed up. I'm sorry, but you know. Anyway, I better let you go, Twiggy, and drive safe.
Okay, one more. Can you do a little more of the anxiety for me, please? I'm sorry.
More anxiety? Okay, here's the boy. I guess a super anxiety clearing here. Let's do a clearing of anxiety since you're looking for a job. Let's do one for money, okay? Money anxieties. So that's probably what it would be. So here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And here we go again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There, how does that feel?
I feel better. Thank you so much, Ron. I really appreciate it.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Thanks for all the information about why I probably didn't get that job. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, Twiggy. Thank you for calling.
Thank you guys for being there.
Yep. Okay, so, boy, we have quite a few questions piling up on the fast chat, too,
hey.
So let me get to some of those.
Let's go for it.
Okay, so guest was asking a very good question relating to entities. And the question is, for those of us that are clearing out our whole lifetime emotional body, once we pass on, will we still leave a ghost behind?
Ah, that's a good question. Well, that is a good one. More than likely, because your emotional body will be cleared, and if you're doing the, you know, standard unlimited clearings all the time, you know, if you are on the unlimited emotional one, chances are the emotional body would not have hardly any density at all, and your spirit would be able to work with it to release it. So what you want to do is to program, you know, that you're, upon your death, that all of your bodies that are invisible go back to where they were created from, okay? So that way they automatically go to the right place. So I'd recommend that. But if you're doing the emotional clearing and you happen to have on the unlimited, more than likely you're not going to have much stuff, and your body is not going to be looking for somebody who has that same emotions to get attracted to it. It's just going to be able to move on very easily because nothing's going to hold it because it'll be free. So that's a very, very good question. Because I'm sure you don't want to become an entity around here, you know, your emotional body, you know, tagging people and trying to live a life, you know, anyway. It could get kind of complicated. And I would think, too, that maybe that's still kind of tied into the spirit energy, too. It looks out of your eyes a little bit. So by doing this clearing that you're probably doing now, it's very, very beneficial. I have never looked at that completely yet, but I do think that the spirit is probably also stuck a little bit with that emotional body hanging on to life force to it until it finds a host.
Okay, great. Great question, great answer. The next thing on the fast chat is from Hi, and they're asking if you could bring in joy energy.
Okay, so bring up the light being here. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Here's joy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go.
Oh, that feels great. Very uplifting. So let's see. Next we have Anne, and Anne is asking if you could just talk about the difference, what the main difference is between a curse, a hex, and a spell.
Boy, that's they're all kind of very, very similar. Energetically, I'd say they're, you know, they're probably the same thing. A spell, you know, is when somebody does something to you. It could take energies that are physical. A hex is probably more like somebody's thoughts, okay, where a spell might actually require something from you. I'm sure it gets kind of complicated. A curse would be also kind of similar, maybe some kind of mental situation to tap into you. But they're all very, very similar, and that's why I put the different names on there, because each one will have a little different flavor, but they're still very, very negative. And I didn't want to leave anything out, typically, because some people are more accustomed to one word or the other. So back to you, Sylvia.
So as far as clearing those, they would all, you would use which clearing to work on those?
I would probably use each one of them. I would probably go into each one, clear them. That way you're not going to have a problem, and just do each one of them separately.
So kind of cover all your bases just in case one is more active than the other or something.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great.
You do want to hang on and get make sure you got them all covered. If there's something else, you know, we have this on the self-empowerment clearing. So if you have something else that might be bothering you or, you know, you want to bring something up, then by all means, you know, put that in also.
Okay, great. The next thing is from New, and New is asking if we can clear chronic disappointment.
Okay, here we go. We're bringing some energy here. So, chronic disappointment. So, here we go. So, stronger. Here comes the energy. Stronger, 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 stronger.
Okay, great. Should I continue with questions?
That sounds good. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So the next thing that I see is from Mary R., and it's a comment that they're really enjoying and having a great time doing the natal barcode clearing. So that's great. And the question that she has is there a place on the web for stress healing? Would you like to respond to that one, Ron?
Yeah, I'm thinking here.
Okay.
I don't know if I have a stress one or not on there.
I know that there's, you know, part of the death barcode clearing handles stress, of course. And in some of the clearings, if stress wasn't specifically stated, you could just type in the stress that you're feeling or what kind of stress you're experiencing.
Yeah, I'll have to check into that, you know, but that would be on the death barcode one. So I would say if you want to get a stress clearing, do the alien death barcode, and then from there do, you know, the stress clearing, because that's on a barcode too, and that would help you out a lot. So that's what I'd recommend, and it's actually like $75 typically if you take those two clearings and cut them in half, because they're $150 for the one. And that would be probably the least expensive way to do it, to do a whole lifetime. Just do the 8 hours of that. And that should probably help you. And then if you want to do more, you can too. And you could probably, even if you wish, drop it down into, maybe a longer time. Cause you can specify on it if, you know, if you want to change it. So you might want to use the write-in box and say that you want to do, we'll just say you had your standard 8 hours of emotional, you know, stress release barcode, and you felt a little more stressed, just go back in there again and maybe do every 5 years of your life in segments, you know, try that too. So just go back in there and keep doing it until the stress is gone. So that's what I'd recommend doing.
Great. And then also New is mentioning on the fast chat that stress is on the empowerment link. So
it is, yes. Too.
That's
so
another way you can go about it.
Yep. Either way would get it. So, you know, what I'm seeing is, you know, for most people, I think, you know, I would do the alien death barcode, number one, and then from there do the stress one, and that'll probably take care of it. Even if I had it online as a clearing, you know, for your lifetime, I would still do it that way. I'll have to just figure out some way to do an unlimited. I don't know what to do with that yet, but, you know, definitely do it that way, because that'll definitely clear out your whole lifetime with stress.
Yeah, and that, boy, that what a powerful combination to get rid of the death barcodes, which is very stressful, having that take away your life force energy, and, you know, also the experiencing the energy of that. I mean, let's just talk a little bit about that, because there have been quite a few families that have participated in that clearing for the different family members that have talked about how much stress left their family. Because you can imagine, you know, at some level we must kind of know or intuit that someone is possibly not going to be around, but maybe you don't really consciously realize what you're picking up. So let's say that happens to be the family provider or, you know, the mother or something like that. Obviously, the kids and everyone involved can all kind of have that anxiety of that death energy that's kind of around the person whose death barcode is, has come due or is coming up. So clearing that can be a huge stress relief on its own, particularly for, you know, the whole family group that's involved in that scenario. And then on top of that, the actual stress barcode clearing, too, can really, I'm sure, just clear out so much that you probably aren't even aware of that's affecting you until after you clear it.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And actually that aliens, you know, the barcode one for the death can give you hope back again, and it can bring you back joy. So you may get that clearing and not really knowing what's going to happen to you, and all of a sudden you feel better and you feel a lot happier. You know, which can bring you happiness and joy back, because all of a sudden you got rid of something that you really couldn't put your finger on because you didn't know about it. And all of a sudden, you know, this heavy load gets taken off of you because your body was dying, going through that dying process, you know, on the conveyor belt of death. And all of a sudden now you're at free choice, and that energy left you. So yeah, you know, if you feel grumpy or sad or something, not knowing how or why, it's very possible that by having that clearing, it's going to give you back so much more. And it may just turn out to be, aside from a physical release from the body, it may make you feel happy. So, yeah, it's I'm sure a lot of people out there who've had it have a different outlook now. And the different outlook maybe may not be as grim as what it was before, because they're able to feel better about themselves and know that they're not going to be dying. You know, before they didn't know about it, until you get this clearing and you feel this wave of energy leave you and you go, wow. And all of a sudden now you don't have to really worry about it. But before it was all subconscious and it's bothering you, you know, each day of your life. So that clearing is like a must. You know, when people call me up now and they ask what clearings to have, before I had this up there, you know, I'd always say get the emotional one. Now what I'm saying is, you know, if you're older, you may want to get the older, we'll just say 30 to 50 or older, then definitely get that barcode one first. And then secondly, probably do the emotional one. And if you're having a problem, maybe looking for a job or nothing's working for you well in your life, then do the self-empowerment one. So those, they're all great clearings, you know, to get started with, because you have to start with where you are right now. And, you know, if you're having difficulties of looking for a job, finding a job, or just having a life that's not good because you're not empowered, then, geez, you get on there for $50 and for 6 weeks do all those clearings and be dedicated to it and get on there and clear so that you can feel better about yourself. This is what this whole thing is about. This whole show, all the healings are to get you so that you're self-empowered and to have your spirit with you. Now, remember, so you can communicate to your spirit and not use the mind energy. So we're trying to get you divorced from the dark side mind energy. This is the whole process, is to get back into spirit. And this is what the earth spirit's doing also. It's getting back into itself by getting rid of the darkness out of its creation here and out of itself. So this is the whole process that we're here to help you do, is to get you out of this stuff. So, you know, if you're limited funds, then, you know, spend the $50, buy all the $50, whatever, get that clearing. For 6 weeks, you know, that's a long time. You can run through a lot of these clearings in 6 weeks if you're dedicated. Remember, not everybody's dedicated. You know, some people, their mind may want to take them sideways you might spend the $50 and only do one clearing. You know, I can't help that, but it's available. I think through now it's probably about over 30 clearings on there on the self-empowerment one, times probably about four different sessions which you can clear out of yourself. So it's a very, very powerful clearing. And, you know, it takes time. And also, you know, you may want to get up a nano chart energy on you, how you're being contacted. So the whole process here is to get yourself empowered. And once you're self-empowered, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And that was the very next question I was going to bring up. We have someone on the fast chat who wanted to know what that nano clearing was.
Yeah, the nano clearing is to get off the T-shirt that you're wearing from birth that the dark side is using. You know, this has the bullseye on it, you know? And so you want to get that T-shirt off of you, and that's how they recognize you, because they use your frequency. Remember, you're in time. And so when you are born, you're in time. You're marked. You're stamped with like a time stamp, we'll say, a date stamp of when you're born. And that's how they connect with you. So you can clear that off of you. The light will take that away. And then you can take your name off. The next thing is somebody's name. Get your name off of you. Okay? And I talked to a person years ago, and they said, Ron, you know, I changed my name. And I go, oh, well, what do you call yourself now? And they gave me a different name. And I go, that's okay, you know. I said, why did you do that? They said, well, I was tired of having all the negativity from my original name, because people would call me, you know, the name, and I just felt negative. I didn't feel like you belonged to me. And this might relate to some of you people listening. They said, my name just didn't seem to fit me, but I was using it. And so I changed my name to what I chose myself, and now I'm happy. I don't go by the old name. So, you know, what it was is that he's getting the negativity from all the people. Maybe they had the implants going off when they mentioned this person's name, and those negative implants in their DNA maybe shot energy to him, psychic cords, to tie him down, and he got rid of the name. And this is why we have the nano chart on there. People have called me up and say, gee, Ron, I'd like to do my driver's license number, or I'd like to do my license plate, or maybe my home address. Can I do that? I go, yeah, put in whatever you want. You know, it's just there to help you. But the main thing is you want to get your name, your birth name, and, you know, if you have a different name, you know, from country, do that one too. And then also you can put in, you know, your date of birth and stuff. But all of those things will have a resonance to it. And that's how the dark side uses these frequencies to attach to you, because they have to attach to you somehow. So the two main things, you know, remember, you have a natal chart. What's that? How is that created? You know, when you look at it, you go to anybody who does readings with the charts, what do they ask you first? What day were you born? You know, what year, what month, right? And then what hour? You know, do you have any more information than that? And that's what they use. Okay, well, hello. That can give you a clue, okay? So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have probably more questions and more healing requests than we can fit in the time that we have left. So I was wondering if you could bring the male light being doctors in to so that people that are having physical things that they'd like healing on can request their healing, and then we can keep on with the questions.
Sure, okay, so here we go. Here's the male energies being empowered, and you'd have to request your own particular healing. Some people, like we said earlier, may want to put their hand on a certain location. It's up to you, but you have to request about every, you know, maybe half a minute, because the light always sees you in perfection. So here we go, energizing the light beings for healing. So here they go. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I believe that and I can't see the question anymore. It's disappeared. But I believe Heal was asking if this goes back to when you were talking about the other question regarding what happens to your emotional body after you leave the earth plane if it's already been cleared. And then Heal was asking if there's been anyone that you know of who has had clearings, lightship clearings, and then maybe they've passed on, and are you seeing them on the lightship now?
Okay. People don't go back to the lightship. So I would say probably nobody on this planet will ever go to the lightship, unless there's somebody there to take you there. As far as your home base energy, that's where you normally go back to is your home base. And that's where you're going to go to for ascension is your home base energy. So that's the energy, much like we call a soul family here. This is the energy where you went to after you were created out the light ship. On the earth plane here, that'd be your soul family, which is the people that you incarnated with when you first came to the earth plane here. So it's kind of the same system. That's where the dark side creates things. They just copy the light. But when you do leave here, you go back to your home base energy. And then you're with other spirits that were created the same time that you were. And you're on a planet of light, which will look like, the same type of energy. Remember, light is light. So you're going to be in light when you go back to your home base energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. See, Heal was asking, what is the situation with the energies as of this week? Many people are irritable, restless, and computers crashing right and left.
Boy, I don't know. This minute, I just don't know. For myself, I'm kind of like isolated right now, so everything feels pretty good. I have seen a lot of things kind of happening weird around, which is that the dark side is bringing a lot of people into parallel lifetimes, and that's what I think is happening. And that parallel lifetime energy is what you're experiencing, which is why things are happening strangely, because the energy is being bounced back and forth all over the place, and there's no consistency with it. Which could be why things are crashing or why things aren't working right. The timing of the darkness when they transport you and bring you back is not always the same. I don't think they have that timeline 100% perfected. So they could be a half a second off or something as they come back in again, or as you come back here. And so all of a sudden, what you were doing somewhere else might be perfect, but when you come back here, it's a little bit off. But it may not look off to you, but the effect of the energy being maybe strange, or maybe you're in frustration or something, is because of living a parallel lifetime that might be very negative, and you come back here and it's a little more peaceful, and you're wondering why you're upset out of nowhere. So that's what it would be. I think the dark side is running a lot of parallel lifetime situations for everybody right now. So that's how I would answer that.
Yeah, I would say that seems really true also. And it seems like people get a lot of emotional trauma because, think about if you're in a parallel life and you've got either physical pain or emotional trauma happening to you in that lifetime, in that parallel lifetime, but you don't have the consciousness of it, then you're sitting here and suddenly you feel bad, or you have, some kind of physical thing that, starts to hurt for no reason. And you're wondering, well, how did that happen out of the blue? I was doing great. Well, maybe you're bringing that energy in from that parallel life, but it's hard to pinpoint the cause of what your problem is because it's in that parallel life.
Yep, that's correct. So that's what I think people are experiencing now. The darkness is getting a lot of your energy from parallel lifetimes. This is why we have those clearings on the website for parallel lifetimes for on-planet and off-planet, the clone bodies, et cetera. This is what you're probably experiencing a lot of. And,
okay, well,
it looks like our time is getting close to an end here, but I'll just mention one thing. One person was mentioning a while back that they were driving a car, and I guess they had a friend with them, and I guess the friend started yelling at him because all of a sudden, I guess the person was turning a turn, and this car all of a sudden appeared out of nowhere, and they almost got into an accident. And that's because they got probably popped in from a parallel life. And maybe this other car, maybe they were here being in the moment, okay? But this parallel lifetime, the other car appeared and was there instantly. And then you go, wow, where'd that car come from? Well, the person saw it before the other person did. And they got mad at the other person. So because, you know, like, why are you trying to kill me or something, you know? So if that's happened to you, that's probably what it is. You're being, people around you or yourself or both are being dropped in here from parallel lifetimes, and you're not exactly in sync. And the different cinemas that should be all identical in sync are not. And it's very possible that maybe alien race A and alien race B and maybe all the different races, remember you're in competition. You know, you're here and they're trying to compete for you. And so maybe they have different technologies and they're not all on the same page. And so when they take you up and out and bring you back, there's so much going on right now that maybe they're having interference patterns between themselves. And so things may all of a sudden appear and disappear without your understanding. And sometimes that could become a negative situation like a car accident. Because somebody all of a sudden pops in front of you. Maybe you see them 20 foot ahead of you, and maybe you're braking to come to a stop sign, and all of a sudden that timeline changes for them and for you, and all of a sudden maybe they're five feet ahead of you because they got taken out and put back in again, and you didn't have enough time to stop. But, you know, a second before that, they were 20 foot ahead of you. So this is kind of what's happening. Hope that clarifies that and answers the question. So it looks like our time is kind of moving on here. So,
yeah, our time is up.
Okay, so I want to say blessings to all of you. We'll leave the light being up for half past the hour for healing. And I'll say blessings to all of you. We have our special call coming up on Sunday. You can contact me, creationlightship@yahoo.com. So I'll just sign off here. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sylvia.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. And I'll just add very briefly a couple things. One is I see there's a lot of questions that we didn't get to yet, and some of those have to do with how it is possible for the online clearings to work instead of having to like be directly on the phone with Ron. So on Friday night, let's get into that. So come back on Friday night, and we'll get into that subject and anything else. Also Friday night, any kind of paranormal experience that you've had that you have questions about, we're kind of getting into that on Friday nights. And basically, yeah, definitely if you're interested in the 8-hour special clearings, the following two Sundays, and also the 4-hour Ascension preparation call, I believe not this Saturday but the next, then please just contact Ron and find out what you have to do to get into that. It's a wonderful experience. So blessings, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for the clearings, Ron, and good night.